I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Olympics. We tout this man out once every 4 years, and then we put him back, and then he comes back out in 4 years. Steve Kastenbaum, our correspondent in South Korea, the man with his own theme song, our only guest with his own theme song.
wait, you mean I'm not going to come back for the Summer Olympics in 2020?
No.
Oh, is that how they're doing it? Are they doing
it? Never.
Yeah, 2020. That's 4 years from now.
No, 2 years from now.
Oh, 2 years from now. Oh, Lord.
My goodness, Mary.
It is 2 years from now.
Go ahead. What time is it right now?
I have no idea. Put me in the home now. I need my rice pudding. All right, Steve. What are we looking forward to coming up with the events? Anything big? And the other question I had for you along with that is, how's the wind? This is the thing that I found fascinating, because they're having to cancel and postpone so many of these events, especially with the skiing. Are we making any progress with that?
They are, and the winds died down this morning. It's now evening here. They did reschedule some races, and they started running those races today. And the expectation is for the next couple of days at least that the wind will cooperate here and that they'll be able to squeeze in all of the races. There are a few, very few days where they have some, you know, wiggle room, but they really have this incredibly compressed schedule here now. Today I went out to this area they call the Yangpong Alpine Center, and this is in the mountains here in Pyeongchang. It's one of the two alpine centers where they run these races, and today they ran the women's giant slalom. And Michaela Schifrin, who is ranked number one in the world right now by the International Ski Federation, you know, they have these this circuit where they earn points on the circuit. She is like the undisputed champion of the slalom right now. But she's going to be competing in some of the downhill races as well. You know, there could be this sort of passing of the torch here between Lindsey Vonn, who's also racing in the downhill and one of the most decorated ski athletes in the world. And then you've got Michaela Schifrin, who's 22, she's, you know, the new generation here. But today she won Team USA's fifth gold medal, and I was out there watching it. It was pretty thrilling in the giant slalom, and you know, she was excited about it. And now that she's got this one under her belt, she's feeling a lot better about the rest of her time here. And she said she's got nothing to lose.
I had moments today where I was nervous. I had moments where I felt some pressure, and then when I was in the starting gate, my biggest moments were when I thought, just go for it. You have nothing to lose. That's where the emotion comes in.
Yeah, she was pretty emotional at the end of this race, and she came in here with a ton of expectations placed upon her. She said she's walled herself off from all of that she hasn't looked at social media in more than 2.5 weeks. I asked her, how do you deal with these expectations?
I don't think anybody puts bigger expectations on me than I put on myself. So if I just focus on my own expectations, then it makes everybody else feel like it doesn't, whatever.
But if you're following skiing, and I know we have a lot of alpine fans in the United States, she just announced a little while ago through her mom that she's not going to partake in the Super G, which is one of those races where she and Lindsey Vonn could have been competing against each other. Because of this compressed schedule here now, it's a little bit too much, and she needs the day off. So she's going to compete she could win four medals instead of five.
Well, she definitely earned a day off. Holy cow, that giant slalom, incredible how fast she moves. It's like magic watching somebody swing back and forth on that. And her form looks so good.
Yeah, and she said the conditions were really good. She said that, 3 days straight of these really strong winds created conditions that she likes. It blew a lot of snow off, but there's still snow up there. And she said it made it really hard, but not icy. And she said it's really good conditions.
It is fascinating. I'm with Vince. Fascinating to watch. I love it. Just absolutely love it because it's all stuff I can't do.
Jealous you got to see it. Glad you got to share it with us. Thank you, Steve Kastenbaum from South Korea.
My pleasure.
We'll keep checking in with you during these Winter Olympics.
And we exited him off the stage with his theme song. 722 on WMAL.